it can only be understood backwards. When you look at life, you have no idea what's coming, but you do know what has been. You do know what has happened. And you can look back and reflect on what has happened. One person made a statement one time, those who do not learn from the past, the mistakes of the past, are doomed to repeat them. How true, how true. The psalmist wrote in Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. It is the case that there are some here who have never seen the movie It's a Wonderful Life. You need to get out more. It is a great movie that really helps one to appreciate the blessings that they have received. And the only way to really see what life would have been like if you had never been born would be to kind of picture that, see that movie and appreciate just what his experiences were. We have no way of knowing the impact and the influence upon others that we've had. We have absolutely no way to be sure just how our lives would have gone differently had we done something a little different. And we also don't understand God's plan for our lives. No one does. Anyone who thinks they understand what God's plan for their life is probably is mistaken about a lot of other things too. Because we don't know. We don't understand it. We just take this as it comes. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 12 says that wisdom is with aged men and with length of days understanding. By experiencing life. Now, young people, let me tell you something. Your parents may not know everything, but now you listen. They know more than you do. You may not think so, but they do. And I'm shocked I'm not hearing some parents say amen. Amen. They know more than you do. They have experienced things in life that you've not experienced. Yes, there are individual experiences that you may have had that they maybe haven't. Like, you may have had sushi and they had better sense. Okay? All right? But the reality is, as far as life experience, they know more of what's going on than you do. So it would be wise of you to trust your parents when they share some of the wisdom of their years, some of the experience that they have gained. It is said that if we could walk backwards through life, so many times of doubt and questioning would be erased from our path. Doubt and questioning, it would just be wiped out. If we look back, if we could just look back and see and remember what God has done with us, we couldn't help but see his hand. We couldn't help but see that he has been involved in our lives, that he's been working in our lives. Sadly, though, if we did go back in life, go backward in time, if we could go backward in time, we would miss those desperate moments. If we changed our past, if you please, okay, that's what I'm talking about. We would miss those moments of desperation where trusting in the Lord was our only option. That's what we had to do. We'd cling to God for guidance, for direction, for help. And we'd cry out to him in our times of distress and despair. And if we went back in time and changed our past, like George Bailey wanted to do, our lives would be so messed up. It would be a mess. God is the one who's been directing our lives. He's the one who's been directing our steps. And if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and do not lean on our own understanding, God promised that he would direct our path. Faith does come by hearing, Romans 10:17. But faith grows by being tested. It comes to us by hearing. That's where faith comes from. When we hear God's word, when we're exposed to the word of God, faith will come to us. We will have faith. But it only grows when it's tested, when it's stretched, when it's pushed, when it's pressed against the wall. Certainly, if we dealt with these events in our lives a little differently and had not had to depend upon God, if there had been some situation where we could go back and change something in our past where we didn't have to depend upon God, we might have been strong enough to resist some temptations, true, but there would have been no growth. Listen to James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We are going to be tested. Our faith is going to be tested. When a lady is baking a cake, what does she do with a toothpick? How's a toothpick involved in baking a cake? Well, when you think it's done, you pull that oven drawer door open ever so carefully, and you reach in with a toothpick and you stick it down the center of that cake. And of course, if it falls to the bottom of the pan, you just blew it. But that toothpick, you're testing that cake to see if it's done. You're sticking a toothpick into the cake. How would you like somebody to stick a toothpick into you to see if you're done? Well, God does that sometimes. He does. Our faith is tested. And we have to pass those tests. And when we do pass those tests, when we are tested and we come through with faith in God, with trust in God, then our faith grows. Our faith increases, and we're closer to God than we were. We're stronger than we were. We're more like Jesus than we were before we faced that trial, before we faced that temptation. In 1 Peter 1, 3 through 9, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed at the last time. Now watch this. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, though it be tested by fire, that the genuineness of your faith may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls. You see how that ties in there? You're tested. Your faith is challenged. You're not sure what to do as a person. How do I deal with this? But you trust God. And you look to God's word to show you how you're to react, how you're to respond when your faith is put on trial, when life turns sour, when your world seems to be crumbling around you. You trust God through it all. Financial ruin, health crisis, a relationship that's crumbling. Faith. Faith is the thing that holds the world together. Faith, your faith, will hold your world together if your faith is based upon God. If you trust in Him, then when you face these trials, you're going to become stronger. You're going to become wiser. The experience is going to help you to grow in both your faith and in your closeness with the Lord. Now, I want to, the last reference that I have tonight is Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. I'd like for you to turn to this passage. Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 6. Gold is valuable, but gold doesn't last. Diamonds? Diamonds are forever? Nah, I guess not. Diamonds may be a girl's best friend, but they're not forever. They don't last. They're going to go away too. But when you have faith in God and you trust in Him, you obey His commands, and you live through Him, you live for him, you live with him, then you're going to end up with salvation, the salvation of your souls, if you will hang in there and endure these tests. Now, I want you to, as you've turned to Deuteronomy 8, I want you to notice what God did. What God did. In Deuteronomy 8, 1 through 6, every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. Now, who is God speaking to there? Well, obviously, he's talking to the children of Israel. And this is near the end of their wilderness wandering. Most of them have died off. There's a few more to go. Moses is still with them, but he won't be with them a whole lot longer. He says, every commandment which I'm commanding you, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. But what if they did not keep his commandments? What if, when their faith was tested, they failed the test? What if they didn't trust God? In fact, what if they rebelled against God and disobeyed God? Could they expect that land promise to be fulfilled? Could they expect that they would be blessed to go into and take the land? Absolutely not. See, God is saying the big if, and there's our class, there's our textbook for Sunday morning Bible class, the big if. The big if here is, if you do what I say. Verse 2, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you, to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. So he humbled you, allowed you to hunger. See, are you listening, church? Allowed you to hunger. God didn't necessarily make them to hunger or cause them to hunger, but he allowed them to hunger. He allows Satan to put things on us today. He allows Satan to try to get us to do wrong. He allows this to happen, but it's a test of our faith. Satan means it for our harm. God twists it and uses it for our good. So he says, I allowed you to hunger, and then I fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor you did your fathers know. It was a new thing on the earth, that he might make you to know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. Another thing, your garments didn't wear out. Do you notice that? See, we're talking about looking back. Hindsight is 20/20. We're looking back and seeing all that God has done with us this last year, Tanner. All that God has done in your life this last year. Okay? So here with the children of Israel, I allowed you to hunger, then I fed you with this new thing called manna. Your clothes in 40 years, your garments did not wear out on you, nor did your foot swell these 40 years. All that walking, listen, folks, my legs, my feet are swelling, even just standing here, okay? I mean, it's getting bad. I don't know what I'm going to do. My feet just keep wanting to swell up. I think it's because I'm getting older. I really do. But here these people went through this wilderness for 40 years. Their garments didn't wear out. Their feet did not swell in those 40 years. Verse 5, you should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Therefore, you shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God to walk in his ways and to fear him. So look back over this last year of your life. This year is quickly coming to an end. We got two Sundays after today, and then this year is done. Well, the second Sunday, it will be done. But you know, this year is almost done. And folks, we need to reflect. We need to remember. Peter says, I want to stir you up by putting you in remembrance of the things you've heard, lest you let them slip. I don't want you to forget. So we need to look back and reflect upon what God has done with us this year. Look at the changes that have happened in your life. Look at the tragedies. Look at the joys. Look at what appears to be a blessing and what appears to be a curse. And then maybe flip-flop those things and ask yourself, was this really a blessing? And was this really a curse? Did this not help me to get closer to God? Did this actually help me to get closer to God, or did it push me away from God a little bit? We need to be honest with ourselves as we examine what God has done with us. What's going to happen from this as we look back on this and remember and reflect is our faith is going to grow as we see the evidence. See, we can't see the evidence ahead. That's where faith comes in. Faith will look ahead, but memory lets us look back and learn. And that's what I'm asking you to do tonight. Remember the blessings you've received from the Lord. Remember the hard times too, because blessings often are hidden in the midst of those hardships. Looking back with that 20/20 hindsight to all the tests of your faith. And when you do this, let me tell you, there's two things that's going to happen. Two things going to happen. Number one, when you look back and you reflect upon what has happened to you, what God has done with you, you will have proved that you trusted in the Lord, that you trusted in Him as you faced these trials, as you faced these frustrations. You maintained your Christian faith. You maintained a Christian attitude. You displayed the fruits of the Spirit. You displayed the commitment to do the will of God, even in the midst of your heartache and your heartbreak. You continued in faith to the Lord, and by doing this, your faith grew. So you will have shown that you trusted the Lord as you endured these trials, as your faith was tested. But here's the second thing. As your faith is tested, God is showing you how much He trusts you. He's showing you how much He trusts you. Because God knows what you can take. He knows what you can deal with. And if God let this come on you, if God let you be tested with this, He knows something about you that you don't know yourself. He knows what your limits are. And it shows how much God trusted you. Because He allowed you to face these hardships. He allowed you to face these apparent curses and to enjoy these apparent blessings. But like I said, we have to look at these things and try to see them through God's eyes. That's hard to do. But looking back, it's a little easier to do because we can see, oh yeah, this, I can see how this turned out in my benefit. Or I can see how maybe I made a mistake with this. So my encouragement to you is trust the Lord through it all. When you understand and when you don't. When you think you understand and when you're convinced that you don't understand. Trust Him anyway through it all. And He will indeed continue to bless you if you continue to obey Him. My encouragement to you tonight, church, is that we end this year on a high note. That we end this year with making every effort we can, not only to be as much like Jesus, but to try to encourage our brothers and sisters and to try to encourage a lost and dying world to come to Jesus before it's too late. Let's end this year being as faithful to God as we possibly can, being as close to God as we possibly can, and then be ready to carry that on into 2017 should the Lord decide to give it to us. And regardless of what may come, whether it's an upturn in the economy or a downturn, whether jobs are more or jobs are fewer, whether the crops are bumper crops or whether they fail, whether it's a bear or a bull market, it doesn't matter what happens. We're going to be faithful to the Lord. We're going to trust Him because we know this is not our home. We're on a journey, and we're just getting ready for the next step of that journey. That's all we're doing. So hang on, be faithful, trust the Lord, do what's right, and He will bless you. As you consider your life and your relationship with God, if there's anything standing between you and Him tonight, we want to encourage you to make things right with Him before it's too late. If you're not a Christian, obey the gospel. Believe in Jesus. Repent of your sins. Confess your faith in Him and be baptized in water for the forgiveness of sin. And having done that, if you've not been faithful to your Lord, if you've allowed sin to creep back in, if you've allowed doubt to control you, and cause you to turn away from God, you need to repent and come back to Him before it's too late. And if you need to respond to the Lord's invitation publicly tonight, just come on down here. We'll pray with you and for you. We'll help you in any way that we can to make sure that you're right with God. Whatever your needs, we invite and encourage you to come right now if you need to, as we stand and sing.